If you look at 2 Timothy, I'll outline this chapter for you. I love the way Brother Tim does that, and I try to do that, outline the chapter the best I can. But if you look at the outline of this chapter, in verse number 1, you'll see a relationship. And for sake of time, we're not going to read all these verses. But you can go back and see how it talks about my son. There's a relationship right here in these verses. But you'll see verse number 2 through 7, you see there's a role model. Right here in these verses, look at verse number 2. He talks about who is apt to teach also. You see a school teacher right here in verse number 2. Look at verse number 3. You talk, thou endure hardness as a good soldier. You see a soldier here in verses number 3 and 4. But in verse number 5, you see that word, magistries. You see a sportsman right there if you go back and study that word out. You see a sportsman right there. Then look at verse number 6 and 7 about the husband, about his labor, and about the fruits and the things he had done said right there. You see how he's a sower. You know, there's the role model right there that we can have. And then look at verse number 3. You look at reminders right here in verse number 8, 9, and 10. And I love this. It says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to the gospel. Then the very first part of verse number 9 is, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer. You look at verses number 8 and 9 right there, you'll see how God's message is chained right there. There's a chain right there. But look at the last part of verses number 9 and in verse number 10. It says, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. You see them two verses right there. God's message cannot be chained. Because that verse number 9, right there, last part, but the word of God is not bound. And I've got to hurry up here. But look at number 4, verse number 11 through 13. You see some results right here. And you see in verse number 11 that dying with Christ, you live with Christ. Verse number 12, the first part, you endure hardness for Christ, you reign with Christ. The last part of verse number 12, you deny Christ, He'll deny us. And then verse number 13, if we are unfaithful, but God is always faithful. I said for the sake of time, I'm not reading all these scripture verses. And then last of all, you see verse from 14 all the way to down the rest of the chapter, you see some responsibilities. The first part of verse number 14, you say scriptural truth is reminded. The last part of verse number 14, you say strife among one another. Then you see verse number 15, he's talking about studying the Word of God, how we need to study it and hide that Word. That's what I've been trying to instill in the boys in Sunday school. Hey, get in that Bible and study that Bible. Because when it end, that's what's going to matter. It ain't going to matter who's, you know, Brother Mike, me and you both, we love sports. But who cares who won last year? Who won the batting title last year? I don't have a clue. Who got saved last year? Let's start talking about that. Or, hey, what Bible did you learn last year? Because you'll remember that. What verse was important to you? And, you know, another just say, I got two different Bible apps on my phone and another verse just flung out. I've got, and it's the verses of the day. They pop up and between 7:30 and 8 o'clock on these Bible apps. And one of them just ensured me today that this is what God wanted to preach. And I actually added that verse to this because it went right along with the message. But in verse 16 through 19, when it's shunned ungodliness. And then verse number 20 through 26, when we're a separated vessel that God can use. So you just see a simple outline right there on that. But on read these verses, you can turn over, for the sake of time, we're not going to turn over to our Daniel chapter number 3 in verses number 8 through 30, how we can see how the Hebrew children, 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they had come up here, they were not going to give up on what that God had instilled in them. They weren't going to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's golden images and stuff. They were serving God. And go back and read them verses and see all the different ways that God used them right there in them verses. But in 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 3 and 4, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that ain't worth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Let's pray. Lord, help us, Lord, the next few minutes that we have. Lord, tonight we'll preach, Lord, exactly what you have us to preach. And we'll say exactly what you have us to say, Lord. I thank you, Lord, how it's helped me, Lord, through the study in the last couple of days of this. And looking back and researching different other things, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. Just touch us and help us and use us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I got four things in the introduction right here. And simply on no time for quitting. No time for quitting. And when it just seemed like different things. Hey, if I'd have quit Miss Tricia back 5 years ago, where would George Lynn be at tonight? Man, I know she's at home sick. Please pray for her. But where really would she have been tonight? Will she be looking forward here and when they get their support up, heading over to Belize? Or will she be out of church if I'd quit? No time for quitting. As an introduction here, look at number one. There's a battle for, there's a preparation for the battle. Look, at first of all, there's a preparation for the battle. And you're going to say, what is that? Prayer. Prayer. That's the only way you're going to prepare yourself for the battle that God is going to put in front of you this week. In front of me this week. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17. Pray without ceasing. James chapter 5, verse 16. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Not only prayer, but second of all is praise. Hey, preparation for the battle, you go into prayer. You go into praise Him. You'll say, where does that take place at? Right here. You'll never, as Brother Tim has mentioned many a times, you'll never work for Him until you worship Him. Praise. Not only prayer is a supplication, but praise is strength for your, it will strengthen you for your fight. Look at Psalms 150, verse number 6. Let everything that hath a breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. But not only prayer, not only praise, but patience. That right there is where I fail. And my wife was here, she'd admit to it. That's one thing that I fail is in patience. But my girls are here, they tell you, I fail in patience. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse number 25. For if we hope for the we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. James chapter 1, verse number 4. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Said right there, if we got patience, we want nothing else. Just want nothing. Not only that, not only you see there's preparation for the battle, but there's precaution for the battle. You'll say, what's precaution for that? You better be faithful in service. Faithful right here. Where God can't use you out there. Sunday, well, they're not going to be here. But following Sunday, if Trevor's not preaching some words, and I don't mean to put Trevor on a pedestal, but I know everybody in this church loves Trevor to death, loves Trevor and George Lynn. I'm not saying it because they're my son-in-law and my daughter. But where's Trevor going to be at the next time he's at church? When the choir starts singing? Right there in that seat. He's there every time. Unless he's over there in children's church for Brother Steve and Miss Trish. That's where he's at. Right there. It's faithful. God uses faithfulness, and God will use faithfulness. When they're faithful in here, God will put them out there and be faithful. Every time, never fails. It's a precaution for battle. You can be faithful in service. 1 Corinthians 4, verse number 2. More if it's choir and spirit, that a man be found faithful. And then second of all, not only faithful in service, but when he's found with the saints. Make sure, young people, that you're found with the right people that you need to be around every day of your life. I know we got to go Walmart, we got to go Kroger, and we got to rub shoulders at work with the world. But to be part of the world, but you don't have to be of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they see. They need to see somebody besides you. So when he be found with the saints. Not only that, when he be following the Savior. I got two more here, and we're going to pray. And then we'll get into the message that God's laid upon our heart. We need to be present for the battle. That right there is where a lot of Christians fail. They sit in church. They come to church. But they're not present when the battle is on. When God wants to put something in your heart, and that's what you need to do, you need to be present, Brother Nix, and stand the ground and say, hey, I'm doing that because God wanted me to. You're going to say, how are we going to be present? Be exactly in the exact place that God wants you to be in your life. You're going to say, well, I'm 14 years old. Be exactly in the right place that God wants you to be in your life at 14 years old. That's what I try to tell my son. He is over in Belize. But not all that. Last of all, right here, there's a promise in the Bible. There's a promise in the Bible. Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 5. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just like He was with Paul in the prisons, He'll be with us when we're walking around. I was talking to somebody, I don't remember who it was the other day, and I think it was the boys in Sunday school. I said, we don't have it as hard as Paul did. We can go out here, we can give out a tract, we can knock on somebody's door, give them a tract, we can go to the jail, we can preach without being thrown into jail, beaten, and stoned, threw out of the city. No, we're not acting, we're not like that. Brother McGuire, you know me, you talked before, church tonight, we're not acting like that, like it was back in Paul's day. We don't have it like that. But so many people want to throw their hand and wave excuses. Oh, I threw up my hand. I've waved excuses before God. Well, God, but... Well, God... Give excuses. Don't weigh nothing. There ain't no time for quitting. You're going to say, I just feel like God wants me to come to church and pray. Well, come to church and pray. Well, God wants me to lead a song. Or God wants me to sing a special. Do it. I'll tell one story right quick. And then we're going to pray. And then we're going to get... Brother Nix, God laid on my heart for you to pray. I want you to pray here. Why is it so like getting another story? We're going to pray. It's 2 minutes to eight. I feel like God really wants us to pray tonight for that service in Belize. There was a lady, and Anthony and Lena, I think they were there. I can't remember the lady's name, but she stood up and testified in the service. Was it going to house of prayer? She stood up and testified in the service. The service was just an average, ordinary service. But when she stood up and testified, it's an elderly lady, the service got out of control. By the next, she minded God. Everybody in the church, somebody holds a key to every service that you walk into. That's why it's able that we should be willing and prepared our heart. But you have to always mind God when it comes to the service. Because the key could be in our lap for that whole service. And the key to that service may get somebody saved. Or somebody get rededicate their life. I've seen it. Well, Brother Nix, it's 8 o'clock. Pray for us.
Lord, listen. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here in your house tonight. I want to thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of life that you have stored upon us. Lord, I come to you tonight in Jesus' name. In behalf of the service and belief tonight, I pray, Lord, that you touch the man of God as he stands to preach your word. I pray, Lord, that you'd fill him with all the fullness of God. Help him, Lord, to preach the preaching, Lord, that you've laid upon his heart. Help him, Lord, just to know and do your will. Lord, I pray for everything he's done in that service there tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'd get honor and glory out of it. I pray, Lord, that you'd watch over and protect them while they last. Lord, give them souls for their labor. Lord, I pray now that you would just have your will and way done in that service. I pray, Lord, that you would save souls. Lord, you know the need there, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd meet that need. I pray, Lord, that you'd give our pastor and the others, Lord, wisdom, knowledge, leadership for the rest of the week. Lord, help them, Lord, to know and do your will Help them, Lord, to be at the right place at the right time, Lord, and help them, Lord, just to know and follow your leadership, Lord. And I pray now that you would bless Brother Kevin as he stands to preach your word tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'd fill him, that you'd have him, Lord, to preach and preach, and Lord, that you lay upon his heart. You know his need. I pray, Lord, that you'd have him. Lord, I pray if there'd be one here in this crowd, Lord, that's lost tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'd have them see themselves come and accept you as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, I pray now you just lead God direct. Have your will and way done in this service. Pray again that you'd touch and bless in the service and belief. Bless in a special way there, Lord. Give them souls. Lord, you know the need. Now I pray that you just lead God and direct. Help us, Lord. And I'll give you the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Nix. But in 2 Timothy chapter 2, read these two verses right quick. Then we're going to turn off the 1 Corinthians in one verse in the book of Psalms. It says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man worth entangling himself with the affairs of this life, that you may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." And as a soldier, we face different oppositions. And there's things that we have to do as far as dealing with them oppositions. There's three things I want to mention here tonight. And then I want to preach on you for a few minutes on why we can't quit. Why we can't quit. Six things on why we can't quit. But three things right here mentioned as dealing with opposition. First of all, you better remember that opposition. Hey, and there's somebody in your life that's an opposition in your life that will bring you down. And I'm not talking about the devil. I'm not talking about the enemies of the devil or the Satan himself or anybody. I'm talking about somebody in this life that can drag you down. You better watch them. Because that's what they're wanting to do. The devil is using them to drag you down and bring you down. Hey, we got to remember the opposition. Second of all, you better respect that opposition. You better respect them. You'll say, "What do you mean?" I'm not meaning about a literal respect like I respect Brother Nix. Or I respect Brother Mike and Brother Steve, Miss Trish. It's not that kind of respect. It's a scary respect, is what I'm talking about. You better respect them by backing off. Because Nathan, these people's going to drag you down and drag you through the mud. They'll ruin your life. You better respect them. Back off. Not all that. He goes, "How can we respect them?" With patience and meekness. Back here. That's how you better respect them. The last of all, you need to refuse to thrive with them. You need to refuse to thrive with the opposition. Because when you start thriving with them, you start hanging out with them, they'll destroy your life. Nathan, I'm using you. You're a young preacher in here. That opposition will destroy you and your whole ministry. You'll go a step further than that and destroy your brother who's over in Belize right now. It could destroy him. Not only that, I'll go a step further. It could destroy Zeke who looks up to y'all. And it's a rolling stone as they going down a hill. One's destroyed, Brother McGuire, then it goes to another, and it'll go to another. Because they just start seeing one after the other after the other. Six things. And I ain't got long. Six things why we can't quit. Look at First Corinthians. Now let's look over Psalms right quick. First Corinthians is a verse that come through my phone today that just really helped me. But I taught on this on Sunday. And it's where I really want to preach at tonight, but God wouldn't let me. In Psalms 18, verse 20, it says, "Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness." Why I can't quit? Right there. The Lord rewardeth me according to my righteousness. The things that I do right, the Lord will reward me for them. Look at the last part of this verse. "According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me." And you can look on down there in verses right there and just see how God just uses. Hey, but all simply because before that, David didn't mention anything about that. You'll go back and study. It's right here. It's when him and Saul Saul was after him, if my memory serves me correctly. But he gets on down here as the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 58, it's a motivation for service verse right here. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Six things on why we can't quit. Number one, because there's a plan. God has a simple plan for your life. You'll say, what is that? It's simply the will of God. That's what God has for your life. God has a plan that He wants to show through you and use you in your plan. That's the will of God that is for your life. Find. You're going to say, how can I find it? Right here. Start right here. Start in Genesis 1:1. When you get done Revelations, you're going to get done all with the Revelations. Start over and every day pray. God will show you by using this right here. And prayer, and through prayer, God will show you what He wants you to do in your life. God will guide you. God will lead you. I just seen Trevor in the past few months, and he had told me a few things, and I don't want to mention anything, but I just seen him just start, I thought, like praying. We get on a job, and we pray. Me and I'll be there by ourselves, and we go out there at lunch, and we'd pray, and every time at lunch break, you see him on his phone over there, he's reading the Bible. He's reading. On the way home, he'd be reading. On the way to work, when he's not sleeping, he's reading. I just seen a desire had come all over him. There's a plan for your life. Do you have a desire to want that plan that God has for your life? I'll tell you what that plan will bring. It'll bring peace in your life. Oh, people's going to throw, see, oh, there ain't no way. I mean, Tyler's here. He works with us. Trevor may face opposition at work. Tyler knows who I'm talking about. I did. Just simply from going to Bible college, I faced opposition at work. And I'll tell you, Nathan, you're in here in Bible college. Don't give up. Don't quit. Because I did. I quit. It was because of that why I quit. I missed the plan of God for my life when I quit. There's a plan. And it's the will of God. Second of all, I got to hurry. Second of all, there's promises. You'll say, where are they at? They're found right here in the Word of God. You'll say, why can't I quit? Because there's promises right here. That's just like it says over there in Psalms chapter 18 and verse number 20. God's added more scripture verses to this. It says, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. That's a promise right there that God has gave us. Hey, He'll reward us for things we do right. We can find all these precious promises in the Word of God that stick with them. Stay with them. Stay. Stand on them. Because in destructive days in your life, that's what's going to win the battle in your life. Third of all, there's protection. I know I've been mentioning a lot about Trevor tonight. But it was no surprise to us Sunday night what he got, you know, what he said. I mean, it was no surprise to me when he told me on last Wednesday. And some people, they're like, hey, what do you feel about it? I'd rather be him beliefs in the will of God, doing the work of God, because that's His protection. Amen. That's His protection. Amen. You let Him stay here and play the instruments, even preach, even do whatever He thinks right. But that's not His protection. You'll say, well, your grandbaby's going to be over there. He'll be protected because it's in the hands of a mom and daddy that's in the will of God. Amen. There's protection. And if something does happen, God meant for it to be. There's protection there. Find that will of God for your life. You're going to say, well, I'm a girl. I don't care. Find the will of God for your life and find that protection that you need. Because that's where it's at. And all that fourth of all. Why can't I quit? Because of the people. I've been here as youth pastor for, if George ain't here, she can spit it off. Well, over 8 years, I think it is. Coming on 9 years in September. Oh, no, I'm sorry. June. We came in September. But June would be I think it's 9 years in June. If I walk out them doors tonight and I quit, I wonder what it's going to do to Stephen right back there that's sitting here in church the whole time I've been here. Stephen, what would it do to you? No, I can't quit because of the people. Not only Stephen, what's it going to do to my girls? My family, if I quit. I can't quit because of the people. That's the workers of God. I ain't saying I'm the best youth pastor in the world. Lord, no, I know better than that. But I'll tell you what, I love y'all. And I wouldn't want to hurt none of y'all for nothing in the world. Ivy, Emily, we get on track club, we laugh and goof off and we open the Bible and we read the Bible and I get to preach to y'all every other Wednesday night over there. What would it do to y'all if next Sunday I wasn't here, I just stayed home? Not sick, I just stayed home. I can't do that because I can't quit because I don't hurt y'all. There have been times in my life, man, this devil just be on you and to seem like everything's falling apart right in front of your face. Okay, it's just time to quit. And one by one, pictures, faces start coming to my mind. Lord said, can you quit now? No, Lord, I can't quit. I can't do it. Because I can't do it. Think about it. If you quit, you're hurting people. Let's go a step further. If Brother Tim would quit, it would devastate this church. Oh, let's go a step further. All the churches in North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, all these churches around all these neighboring states. And you mentioned Brother Tim McCauley, the Jubilee. If they don't know that, they know him by the Jubilee on the Hill. What if they heard what the devastation is liable to do the church is, not just this church? You're going to say, well, he's popular. People know you too. Don't quit. Don't quit. There ain't no time for quitters in this. I know I'm slowing down. Not all that, number five. Not only there's a plan, which is the will of God, there's a promise, which is in the Word of God, there's a protection, which is the work of God, there's people, which are the workers of God. Number five, there's a price. That's the wealth of God. Get where God wants you to be in your life and see how God will bless you. Not only use you, but He'll bless you in ways that you'll never understand. Tires will last longer. Gas will go further. You'll look at your bank account and wonder, how did that get there? I've done it. Pay bills and do things. And actually happened to me last month. Went up there to pay a bill and one said, you don't owe anything until January. I said, what do you mean? She said, that's been paid. She said, it shows you don't have a payment until January. You tell me God ain't real. I have no idea. And as far as my knowledge, only me and my wife and, well, the kids, and the kids really don't even know, but I didn't get that payment. But it was paid. And you tell me God ain't real. But last of all, there's a prize. You'll say, what's that prize? Walking with God. The grandest prize that you can ever have in your life is walking with Him. You'll say, I just don't understand all the why God just does such things for certain people and He don't for other people. Don't look at circumstances. Circumstances will drive you, will drag you down. I think the girls, and I mean they're sitting here, thank goodness they're sitting here in church. I'm not going to go into the whole detail with them, but I think them, their sickness that they had, helped build me and Deborah. Oh, they hard times, yes. Discouraging times, yes. Doubtful times, Lord, am I where you need me to be? Am I doing what you want me to do? Yes. But during all that time, God was found faithful. Lamont, don't quit.